So let's close our eyes. We're going to focus on the base of our spine. It's so important that we do this every day before we get off the bed, at the beginning of the day, and before we fall asleep. We want to call on Ganesha, who is at the root of our being, to root out any weeds, anything that's sucking the life out of the beautiful garden of who we are and who we are evolving to be when those beautiful flowers pop up, or trees or landscape or the whole earth plane looks like heaven on earth. So we're going to access the base of our spine and feel this energy. When we've closed our eyes, we've shut the world out around us. And it helps us to relax into that part of ourselves that is at peace, that has profound knowledge through experience. We put our attention to energy there. Can imagine electrons, subatomic particles, the boson particle. Can imagine archetype, Ganesha. He's an elephant-headed being. He has a pot belly and he has a mouse for a vehicle. There's a reddish, orangish light that is associated with it. So take a moment just to feel all this, whatever is going on in your muladhara, in your root chakra. Some members might be at the level where the third eye gets activated at the same time. Good. Keep feeling that too. Means the energy is shooting up the susumna, the thin tube of light that rises from the base of the spine, and then all the chakras get activated. But once it's activated, it's very easy to have an experience of the muladhara and the third eye chakra in the middle of your brain. For those of us who are at the root chakra, just enjoying that experience, visualizing the reddish-orangish light, continue to do that. And then anyone in between, if it's coming and going between the two, fine. The midbrain, the root chakra. Now we're going to carry our attention so that it moves down the legs, and the legs feel like they are dissolving, the physical legs. And they're just dissolving into energy, electrons, red light, reddish-orangish light, particles. And then the blood might feel like it's getting hot, it's going through, and then the blood vessels and the muscles and the bones, the skin that holds everything in, just can start to dissolve. Giving you that lightness of being, that sense of being carried by this connection to the archetype Ganesha. Just feel it. See it. experience it. Imagine it. If you don't see, feel, experience anything, just imagine it happening. Eventually, you will understand it is happening to you, and you are it. We'll call on Ganesha to make it come alive. Om is Ganesha. Dham. Gum is the seed sound. It plants the seeds within you to remove all obstacles, to get you unstuck from anything that's challenging, anything that is pervading your life that has been not, that you have not been able to dissipate or transform or see something new that is more fulfilling, more rewarding. Ganapataye. The name for Ganesha. Namaha. I surrender to you because my survival anxiety is way too high. I have too many fears. I have too many emotions that create so much questions. So many questions. Who, what, when, where, why, how, not possible. I just surrender it. I'm at your feet saying, you know what? You got to do this. I don't get it. I am so humanly limited to this reality. I need to have the God in me come alive so that I can move with grace and ease and no challenges will be there. With your blessings. Om Gang Ganapataye Namaha. When you hear the sound, feel the of Om Gam. That vibration will rock your Muladhara chakra and also the third eye chakra. You can say the sounds aloud or internally, however you want, but feel that vibration. Om. Gam. Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the difference. Notice what's happening in your root chakra, down your legs, in the third eye, middle of your brain. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now feel the energy moving up the spine. That's the Kundalini energy. Today is the day where the energy of the Kundalini once a year is really active. Kundalini is the goddess energy. Kundalini is the energy like a snake. It is coiled around the base of the spine, but once it comes alive and becomes alert, it will rise up. So feel it moving, either slowly or quickly, but it's straight up. And it has a lot of power through the presence. This is a time for Naga Chaturthi and Panchami to acknowledge this Kundalini energy, this snake-like energy that is mystical snake. It's a mystery how this energy can either poison you or it can energize and bring a lot of mystical powers, mystical awareness. And can relieve you from the afflictions of your ancestors. Can destroy the effects of Rahu Ketu afflictions in your birth chart. It can remove karmas of the past that are so prevalent in your life now. It's poisoning you. You want it gone. So let's lay down the path of Lord Shiva through the sounds that will open up all the chakras. Make this snake energy, this Kundalini goddess energy, to come alive and nurture you and protect you and burn karma, purify your soul. Namah Shivaya.
Shivaya.
Feel your chakras coming alive, your brain comes alive, the whole body starts to vibrate at a different energy. There's a different quality of energy. Now imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. From his third eye into your third eye, a beam of light penetrates your brain, pierces your third eye and goes into your brain. It's continuous, nonstop. It's a beam, laser-like in quality, instantaneous connection. It zaps your brain with light, with grace, with ease, with peace, with getting full of divinity. It's activating the divinity within you. It's overriding the whole system. It's a golden, whitish, silvery light quality. It has tremendous speed and intelligence and miraculous energy. Om Ilam Balam Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachaleswaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Absorb miracle consciousness in your brain, and it's oozing through your whole body now. Your body parts are tingling. Feel them tingle. Scan internally from head to toe. Om Ilam Balam Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachaleswaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Be alert. Feel that kundalini energy. Imagine the snake uncoiling and standing upright. So that the head becomes part of your brain. Om Ilam Balam Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachaleswaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. The head of the snake becomes five heads of the snake. The five heads of the snake represent your senses. You've now controlled all your senses. With this Kundalini energy, this goddess energy, this mystical energy that will connect you to the divine, so that whatever you look at in your life, whatever you listen to, whatever you smell, whatever you taste, feel, will be divine. Om Elam Bala Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajate Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Be alert. Keep receiving the empowerment from Dr. Pillai's third eye and your third eye. Feel the steadiness of this mystical energy within you. Feel the senses being controlled and transformed to receive divinity, miracle energy, ease and grace. Feel the rest of the body tingling, heating up. Om Elam Bala Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Now, with your right hand, any finger on your right hand, touch the tip of your nose slightly, lightly, slightly. Now tap it lightly, slowly. Tap, 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 and stop. Feel. Now move up to the spot between your two eyebrows. Tap, 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 tap. Stop. Feel. Feel your whole brain. Now tap a vertical line all the way up to where the hair meets the forehead, the hairline. Tap, 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 tap. You're moving upwards with your tapping. And then come back down. Tap, 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 tap. Hairline, Come back down again to the third eye. Tap, 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 tap. Now just continuously do this silently. And stop doing it. Feel. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to this Kundalini energy. Peace to Rahu Ketu, the snake planets, the energy within. Peace to all the archetypes within you. Peace to your surroundings. Peace to the world. Let go of the meditation, but hold on to the experience. Whatever you're experiencing now, you've just accessed a deeper understanding of who you are, truly. And slowly, slowly come back to yourself, and you can open your eyes when you feel like it.